Zakta Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Demai. Perik Vav, Mishnah Yod. Ger v'oived kechavim, sheyarshu es aviyem, oived kechavim. We have here Reb Avram, a ger. And an oived kechavim, sheyarshu, the two of them, yarshin together as aviyem, their father, who was an oived kechavim. The father had things in his possession that would be asur b'hana to Yisrael. He would not have any hana from it. For example, avodah zarah or yayin nesach. So the son who became a ger, obviously, he doesn't want this. So what could he do here with his biological brother, the Eved Kechavim? How can they work this out? Zakta the Mishnah, Yachal Hu, he, the ger, Rabbi Avram HaGer, Aloymer, he can say to his brother, who is not a ger, who is not a yid, Toil Ata Avedis Kechavim, you take the Avedis Zara, Vani and I will take in its place, Mois, the money. Or, he can say, Ata Yain, you take the wine, which is Yain Nesach. Yain Nesach means wine that is poured to an Avedis Zara, or we have to worry that it was poured to an Avedis Zara, which a yid can't use. Vani and I'll take Peres that are Mutter. What do you mean, Rabbi Avram HaGer, how can you do that? Aren't you indirectly having enough from the Avodah Zarah and the Yayin Nesach? Isn't this considered like you're selling it to your brother? Like everything is half and half, so you're switching with him. You're giving him your Avodah Zarah part, and you're taking back money. You're giving him the Yayin Nesach, you're taking back payers. So for all practical purposes, isn't that like you're selling the Avodah Zarah or the Yayin Nesach? You can't do that. It's Asur Bahana. At least normally it is. How come here in the Mishnah we're allowing him to do it? This is how you're dividing it. You're getting extra payrice. You're getting extra money. And the answer is, being that it didn't come to his reshus yet, he was never zoiche in it, and that's not considered as if he's selling it to his brother. It's like he's standing there with a flag and he's waving it away. No, I'm not taking that. That never came to me. I'm taking this instead. However, v'mishabo, once the Avodah Zarah or the Yayin Nesach came with reshus ager, if he was zoiche in it, it's now officially his. He can't say, oops, I got the Avodah Zarah, I got this Yayin Nesach, maybe I can switch it with my brother. No, that you can't do. At that point, it's us of him to switch it with his brother. This would be considered having Hana, and you can't have Hana from either Avodah Zarah or things that serve Avodah Zarah. I don't understand. Can I ask you this question? He's yashining his father. So what do you mean the Avodah Zarah didn't come to his reshus? It's like he's waving it away. As soon as his father passes away, he arshins his father, so it's already his. How could he stop it from coming into his reshus? So the Batanura explains, Midin Toira, a ger does not yarshin his father, who is an Oved Kechavim. The din is, once someone becomes a ger, he's like Kekotin Shenoiladami, like a baby that's born now. He doesn't have this type of a shaychas with his father, or Yerusha shaychas. But the Chachamim were Mesakein. They made a special takana that a ger should yashin his father, who's not a yid, because they were scared. Maybe the ger is going to say, oh no, I'm losing the Yerusha. He's going to have charat on the fact that he became a ger and go back to his Avodah Zarah. Because that would be a big nesayin for him to lose the nechasim of his father. So Memele, this whole inyan is only Medrabanan. The Rabbanan said that he does yashin his father. Memele, we could be more mekel. We could say, okay, but he has a right to opt out, to say, I'm not yarshining that part. So let me ask you another question. In the previous Mishnah, we learned one of the cases was, we had Reb Chava, Reb Amma Aretz, both are Yidden, and they yarshin their father, who's an Amma Aretz. So we learned in the previous Mishnah, if you remember, Reb Chava can say, you take the wheat over there, and I'll take the wheat over here. But he can't say, you take the wheat, and I'll take the barley. Because that's like he's selling his chalik of the wheat, and you can't sell if you didn't take off maestros. How come we can't say over there as well? He's like waving it away. He never actually yarshined it. This is the point, says the Batanura. That's talking about a yid yarshining from a yid. That's Yerusha Deraisa. As soon as his father passes away, automatically, both brothers own it. Masha'enkin over here, being that it's not a Yerusha min ha-toira, and he wasn't zoichet yet, he can still say, you know what, I never took the Avodah Zarah into my reshus, you take that, even though he's getting extra money instead where he says you take the Yayin Nesach, even though he's getting extra pears instead, that's okay.